It seems like the older we get, the less we look forward to birthdays. Just one more trip around the sun to remind us how few we have left. But kids, they love birthdays. They love birthdays and they love Christmas. In fact, both of them are worthy of a countdown. Dad, how many more days till my birthday? Or how many more days till Santa? But there is a day repeatedly mentioned in the Bible that we should be expecting with great anticipation. It's called the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord is not a day on a calendar, but a later time marked by the second coming of Jesus Christ to earth. But is there a future day on your calendar? One that you're looking forward to or maybe dreading? Well, the theme for this meditation from Zechariah chapter 14 is anticipation. I pray you will ponder on the definite hope of a coming day when the whole earth will bow before him as Lord and King, a glorious future day when evil is defeated and righteousness will prevail on earth. But for now, begin your meditation by drawing your mind back from the future to a present moment here in this divine sanctuary, a place to be centered and at rest, even a time to be protected by the nearness of the one Holy Father, the embrace of the one Son, and the counsel of the one Holy Spirit. Safe in this holy retreat, listen and respond now to this reading from Ephesians chapter 4. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, your name is one. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. I, Paul, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. And Lord God, your name is one. Walk with all humility and gentleness, with patience, and bearing with one another in love. For Lord God, your name is one. Live a life eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit within the bond of peace. For Lord God, your name is one. Spend a few more moments now just being present. The past cannot be changed. The future is yet in your power. So take this time to rest in the present presence of God. Is there a future worry that is dominating your mind right now? Well, take note of it and start there as you come to God. Let that future worry be the beginning of your time now in prayer. Just whisper it. Bring it to God. He already knows. Just let the future worry dissolve into a present divine love from the one Holy Father. For this next minute, continue in prayer as you imagine releasing the future. whisper, Lord God, your name is one. Let the divine one be your center, and let one be your sacred word. And center too on your breathing now. Just bring your attention to each breath. Anxiety often has us taking shallow breaths from our chest. Just allow your breathing to slow now as you breathe deep from your stomach. Focus on the slow rise of each deep breath, each one. As you inhale and exhale, center on each breath, just each one, as you whisper silently, Lord God, your name is one. Your mind and your breathing may wander and seem erratic, but please don't worry. Just let the wandering be a gentle reminder to pause and center back on your breathing. I will give you a minute now, and with each exhale, silently whisper the sacred word, one. As you breathe, stay centered on the nearness of the one Holy Father, the embrace of the one Son, and the counsel of the one Holy Spirit. Does your mind still wander as it drift? Well, pause, breathe, and center back on the oneness of the triune God. Take another minute now to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, your name is one. continue on now as you listen to this passage. These words of truth from Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, and we'll begin in the Common English Bible. The Lord will become king over all the land, and on that day the Lord will be one, and the Lord's name will be one. What do you feel after hearing this passage? Well, listen once more, and be mindful of what God is saying to you. The Lord will become king over all the land. On that day, the Lord will be one, and the Lord's name will be one. What did you feel even deeper this second time? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of God speaking. Let Him speak now. Listen once more, but consider it now from the Amplified Version. But it will be a unique day, which is known to the Lord, not day and not night, but at evening time there will be light. And in that day, living waters will flow out from Jerusalem, half of them to the Eastern Sea, the Dead Sea, and half of them to the Western Sea, the Mediterranean. And it will be in summer, as well as in winter. God will be king over all, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord shall be the only one worshipped, and His name the only one. What did you become aware of after that listening? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and listen for His voice to encourage you. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen now from the New King James Version. And in that day, it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the Eastern Sea, and half of them toward the Western Sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, the Lord is one, and His name one. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you most enjoy about God? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. Let this contemplation be your worship of the divine one. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, blink your mind, and return to the One. While resting in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to envision now a traffic circle, a roundabout. Now find a park bench nearby and just sit for a moment. Just watch the cars driving by. Some entering, some exiting, others just circling. Try not to focus on one car, just watch the flow. How does the hustle and bustle of traffic make you feel as you watch it? Now in your mind, start stepping back. Keep moving and floating back further and further until you can barely see the cars. You can't see the individual cars now, but only the pure, seamless flow of the traffic. All of the different vehicles being summed up in a straightforward, fluid flow. It's so simple when you look at it from a distance, isn't it? We'll take this next minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on the simplicity of the one God being the one way. Let your mind lift from the chaos and worry to center on the nearness of the one Holy Father, the embrace of the one Son, and the counsel of the one Holy Spirit. Center once more now on your breathing. And the moment you feel led, slowly start to open your eyes. How do you feel transformed from how we began? Well, I pray that you are feeling more free from future worry and centered on the present promise of God. And as you encounter others mired in anxious thoughts about tomorrow, well, consider how God might use you to show them hope for today. They promise of a better day to come. And let me pray this closing benediction over you, to never let go of the truth that the Lord is King over all of the land. And on this day, the Lord is one, and the Lord's name is one. So may you know the hope of the one Christ, be guided by the mercy of the one Holy Spirit, and encounter the assurance of God now and always. And Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. Jesus Christ, Holy One, incarnate Son, like manna from high heaven's banquet hall, falls on those who would have Him in their heart. The bread of life which canceled Adam's fall. As it is in heaven's banquet hall, so it is in hearts where manna dwells. The Father's grace sung by hearts redeemed, a thankful song from all creation swells. Oh, 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 oh. Let our songs
lives, dear Jesus, blessed Son. Abide with us, that we may live in